If you want to make a change in your life, find those people who represent that change for you and get out there and get active. And it is the best thing we can do for health as we get older, is to keep moving. Hello, everybody. This is Denise Crone, and I'm an avid FitBod user. Welcome to Built, presented by FitBod.
Welcome back to all our listeners. Today, we're back again with another community member highlight. And today, we are here with Denise Crone. So welcome, Denise. Welcome to Built.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
We are so excited to have you here to share your story with our listeners. So you are one who answered the call out to share your story on the podcast with us. So why don't you go ahead and start and tell us a little bit about your fitness background? Have you always been someone who's been active?
I have always been very active. I come from a large family, 10 children, always something to do on the farm. So we were always very active. But when it was time to relax and watch TV, I was running the stairs or doing something to keep busy. They never treated me for ADHD, but I didn't sit well. So I just continued, always have an enthusiasm for being active, either in a social setting, playing team sports, or enjoying cycling with friends. I lived on a farm, so we would have to ride our bikes 5-10 miles just to get together. So always been very busy. And then I went to college. And after college, I started taking fitness classes at our local YMCA. And they asked if I would be an instructor. So that was in my 20s. And I got ACE certified in group fitness and wore the leotards, the leg warmers, the tights, all of that then, and did a lot of high intensity aerobics, group fitness classes. It was probably some of the best time of my life. I was probably in the best shape of my life too, actually. And then that just progressed. I got certified in teaching step aerobics. I remember teaching step until 2 days before I delivered my first child. So I have two girls. And after that, I got kickboxing certification. And I'm also a preschool teacher. So then I was invited to teach fitness to our preschoolers. This is where the multi-generational aspect comes in, because I was teaching these little people choreography in a low impact style, and then doing some high impact. And they like to succeed just as well as adults do. So when they can complete an 8-count movement, their grins and their smiles were just amazing.
Can I just go back down your story of a little bit of reminiscing? You mentioned the leotard, and I have to share a story with you about my sister. Okay, my little sister was about 10 years old when that leotard phase went on, and we were just reminiscing with her. I think it was on New Year's Eve. We were reminiscing. She was giving her older sister such a hard time because she was going to dance class, and we dressed her up in the most stylish leotard of the time, which I think was capris with a little bit of like a thong one piece over top of it. And she was like, I was 10 years old. How could you guys do that to me? And as we were like, we were cool teenagers. We thought we were being great big sisters to send you out of the house like that. So you just made me flash back to that. I just think that's a hilarious memory to look back on those things.
Oh, it is. It was a lot of fun. Fun times. I wouldn't do it today.
Oh, we might look back on the trends of today just as harshly. So
yeah, exactly.
I'm a sucker for trends anytime, even at this point in my life. So tell me, I'm curious, if you have such an extensive background and extensive experience with fitness training, and you have multiple certifications, and you're teaching other people how to do this, why did you seek out something like FitBod? What was the need that you were looking to fill there?
After my last instructing was a free will offering class at my church. And so anybody in our community could come in and do class. And I did that for 10 years with the church loaning me money for the steps, the free weights, the stability balls, the bands, the stereo, all of the equipment, helping me with storage of all that. And I did it for 10 years. Then I thought, okay, it's run its course. I was still getting a lot of people, but I sold whoever wanted to buy stuff. I sold it, and I decided it was time for me. So I took a class at our YMCA called Women on Weights, and it just made us more familiar and comfortable in the weight room. And at that time, our Y was very hard to navigate. as far as free weights, machines, squat racks, that kind of stuff. They just was hard to navigate. So we got more comfortable transitioning from maybe the cardio room to warm up and then going into the free weights. But it just didn't give me enough information to build a program about hiring a personal trainer and such. And so one of the ladies in the class, about a year later, she said, I'm using Fitbod. And I said, what's that? And she says, that's an app. And this lady's 10 years my senior. And she goes, it's an app and it builds your programs and it keeps track of it. I don't think she still uses it, but I love it. I use it to either I'll build my own workouts and log them and keep track of it through Fitbod. Or if I just am at a point where I just need somebody else to do it, the app does a great job of coming up with a push-pull or upper lower. If I have an injury and I need to navigate through that, I can look and see how else I can use that muscle group and still get a good workout, but also be good to my injury. And I also ride my bike all summer long. And then I do a week-long ride across the state of Iowa. So I do end up with some muscle imbalances with that. So I can go back and say, okay, I need to work on my posterior chain. And I can just put in the hamstring group and the glutes and stuff and come up with a multitude of exercises and then have a video if I'm questioning what I'm doing to see exactly what they're doing. And so that's how Fitbod came to me.
So talk to us about the results. You've always been active. Has Fitbod changed what you're getting from your fitness routine?
Fitbod has enabled me to see some gains. I'm 61, so I am facing the natural decline and the ability to build muscle as a female. The hormones and all of that come into place. My experience has been you have to really research and have a good rapport with your doctor to get your hormones. That's where I'm at right now, is using Fitbod to get better gains. I just had this conversation with her. I'm like, I'm using this, but I'm not seeing any strength gains. And so me, I think it's more hormonal and not being able to get there just because I'm fighting all of that, sarcopenia. And as far as gains, yes, I've seen some gains. I've seen better definition. I've seen with the tracking of in-body type reader, if you know what I'm talking about. I see that going up and down a lot more towards the positive. I'm getting younger. It says I'm 55, so yay!
Okay, Denise, I have to let our listeners know because they can only hear you talking, but I am looking at you, and I think all of us as co-hosts, like our jaws dropped when you said you're 61, because I think you might want to check your birth certificate. I'm not sure that I believe that you are accurate in that assessment because you look amazing. So whatever you are doing is really working and you look amazing. And I think so many women are going to relate to what you're saying. I am a firm believer, and it sounds like you are as well, that lifting weights as we age as women is the number one thing that we can do to tap into that fountain of youth. I think nothing will keep you feeling better and honestly looking better. I know it's not the reason that we do it, but it really does help us as we navigate those change in hormones and as we age. Mm-hmm. Kudos to you, girl. You are doing an amazing job. I am super impressed. So tell me, are you as dedicated to your nutrition? Because nutrition plays a big part in how this all comes together. So are you really good when it comes to what you put into your body?
I try to navigate that by keeping track of my protein intake. I try to get like a 130 to 140 grams of protein a day, which is hard, but I like to adhere to that 1 gram per body weight. So I'm like 130, 135 in body weight. To continue on with counting other macros, it just gets too overwhelming for me and time consuming. Like my advice to some of my sisters who are older and are facing osteoporosis and stuff and are now starting their lifting journey and they're asking me for guidance. That's what I tell them is count your proteins, try to get that in within your caloric allotment for the day. So as far as nutrition, Fitbod Foodies, Jonica Bullock YouTube channel, all those things that if you continue to stay knowledgeable and you surround yourself with people who also watch their diet and their food intake, and sure, you're going to slip up and have a chocolate covered cherry this morning. I'm like, that's okay. I can have a chocolate covered cherry. But yet there's the rotisserie chicken that I consumed with some enchilada sauce and a keto tortilla. So I don't adhere to a diet. It's more intuitive eating.
I love what you're talking about is just that, like, that freedom of mind, because I think that is what we're all searching for, right? Like, tracking obsessively for a lot of us becomes exactly that. It becomes obsessive. And then we don't really have that peace in our mind that we really want to have as we go through this health journey. So I am exactly the same as you. I relate 100%. I have an idea of my calories that I'm looking for in the day, and I just track that protein. And to me, that peace of mind that gives me of not having to write every little thing down and measure every little thing, that is the greatest freedom that I can get from this whole health and fitness journey.
I want to thank you for confidently sharing your age. You know, some women shy away from that, but you're in great shape. I wanted to ask, we spoke about FitBot, but how long have you been using FitBot? And what are you looking to gain from it?
I've been using FitBot probably 5 to 6 years, probably we're on the 6 year end. I tried to look that up. I use it to track all my movements. I looked, I have like over 2,500 workouts. So it's insane. But I do, if I'm doing a rolling, just rolling up my muscles, what I hope to gain from FitBod is just to continue to not shy away from exercises that I would tend to. Like if FitBod throws out an exercise that I'm, oh, I don't like those. Just to force myself to do something new, try something new. If you just stay on the same path, you're going to get stagnant. You're not going to see any benefits or growth. So FitBot allows me the opportunity to see such a variety of exercises and to challenge myself to be open to trying something new and to working those muscles. We can always seek to surround ourselves with more knowledge and education. Sometimes I might just be flipping through. What do they have for quads, or what do they have for hamstrings or the accessory muscles? So easy to forget those. So it's always good to go through and you can just see the body muscle parts on the screen and hit that and like, yeah, I need to do those. Just a more well-rounded knowledge and more gains, get stronger.
I love that attitude that you have of, because I think we all fall into that, don't we? That kind of that comfort zone. Like even if we're super active, we fall into that comfort zone of what we're comfortable doing, what we'll try, what order we like to do things in. And so every so often, it is really nice to just mix it up and to challenge ourselves. And I think that keeps us in that state of mind where we're always seeking to try new things. And to me, I feel like that's a really youthful quality to have, where you don't get so stuck in your ways that it has to be exactly this. I won't do that. I won't do this. You just go into it and it's, sure, I'll give that a try. So tell me, 5 to 6 years you've been with the app, have you always been part of the community on Facebook, or is that something that kind of came a little bit further into your journey?
Probably a little bit further into my journey. I think I just came across it and thought, why not? I'm kind of a stalker on the community, but it has built my confidence up. During COVID, I was a lot more involved, I think, because I was by myself at home working out. I think the community is the most positive community there is. I'm part of a couple other ones that I just, sometimes it goes down into a bad spot where people are just nitpicking. And the Facebook group has always been uplifting and a good source of information, and people aren't afraid to ask questions and give honest answers.
So what do you find yourself going into that community to find? Are you there answering questions? Are you there asking? Are you looking for motivation? What do you find yourself opening the page and looking for?
Most recently, I find myself trying to motivate others, cheering them on and letting them know that no matter where you are in your journey, you're doing a great job. I love seeing people who have tremendous stories where they've lost a lot of weight and they've now are doing some aesthetic things for their bodies because of that. And then I recently, some people are doing different challenges and sharing that into the community and using it as accountability. We're doing, like, there's an arm challenge and I couldn't do the ab challenge. I heard just looking at that ab
you
challenge.
You couldn't. I love the ab challenge.
I know you did. I know you did. But no, I'm loving the arm challenge. That's where I'm more confident in is my arms. So I'm like, I'm loving this. And good. So I like that aspect of it. And the stretching, I'm doing the stretching one, which I find I'm looking forward to doing that whole flow every day, adding something new. And it's really nice. Forcing me to do that.
That's so good. It's so nice to find that community, isn't it? When a lot of us feel like this is a very solo or very solitary journey for a lot of us. A lot of us don't have a workout buddy that we go to the gym with every day. And so I just feel like the community is such a great place to get that positive reinforcement, that place where you can go and drop your achievement and not have to feel like you're bragging or that people are going to nitpick or look down on you. People are genuinely happy to cheer one another on. And you can have that moment to be like, yeah, I'm really proud of myself, and you don't have to hide it under things. So I think that's great that you're there supporting other people along their journeys and cheering people on. I think we all need that. We need more of that in our lives.
Absolutely. Back to, if I could backtrack a little bit, I was doing just what I was talking about, looking for different exercises to use in the gym that maybe I haven't done. I've got a chronic low back pain. And so I was doing some things, and I'm by far the oldest in the gym on the weight side. There's a lot of others walking the track, whatever. And so the young girls in there that are in there, they're young moms. One girl says, "You're just doing a whole lot of different things right now. Where do you find this?" And I had the opportunity then to tell her about Fitbod. Has all these exercises, and that I can try a whole bunch of different new things, and you can log it in there. So I think it shows other people too that you don't have to do the same thing day in and day out.
Earlier, you had mentioned about biking across Iowa. Tell us more about that. What's that involved with?
There's an acronym called RAGBRAI. It's RAGBRAI, and it's the Register's annual Great Bike Ride Across Iowa. And last year was their 50th year. When they started it, it was denim, jean shorts, and tank tops. No helmets, no Clifton shoes. It was like leotards and leg warmers. So it has progressed. And so starting like in January, because I don't have a trainer in my house for my bike, I'll start taking a spin class once a week just to get my legs going again. And then when it starts to get nicer here, like April, May, then I pretty much hit the gym 3 days a week as opposed to five, and I'm riding my bike. Because last year, we rode 500 miles across the state of Iowa in 7 days. It was like riding 78 to 85 miles a day on your bike. And there was, I don't know, 15 to 20,000 people all on the road at the same time, going through all these small towns, if you can imagine that. It's great fun.
Do you ever just like hang on to somebody and have them pull you?
Well, you know what?
Draft.
My first couple of years, you have the guys that are experienced riders. And I do this with girlfriends. My husband does not do this with me. And so you're going up a hill and you're getting down in the granny gear. And pretty soon I felt this hand on my back and somebody's riding alongside me, pushing along.
I love that.
I'm like, gee, thanks, but I got this.
Yeah, right. Hands off.
Get your hands off me.
Yeah, I got this.
I love it. Denise, you've got such a great energy, and I know you have a great fitness background, but I'm wondering what makes you tick on a daily basis. Is it hard for you, like it is for others, to stay motivated?
Sometimes I go through the slumps, but I have some really good friends that show up at the Y every day that I do. And we are really good. If we're not going to make it that day, we won't tell each other until after we know the other one's already gotten there. So then we can't go, oh, okay, you're not going, I'm not going. So that really helps to stay motivated that way. It also helps that my husband's encouraging. He works out at home. We got a really nice home gym set up during COVID, and he knew I would always go back to a community. But if I don't feel like going, I can go downstairs and do my thing. And I have Fitbod to show me what to do.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. And accountability, right? I think you're using all the tools available to you. You got Fitbod, you got your accountability partners. That's great. What about some advice for folks that are just beginning the journey of fitness?
Just give it a day at a time. One day a week to start with. You have to rearrange your scheduling, but make it a priority. When I go out, I have my calendar for the week, and I have W/O workout at the top of every day. So it's on my list of things to do the very first thing. So make it a priority and write it into your schedule and build a community. If you don't have a community, if it can be an online community, an accountability partner, and put it out there in a text to somebody. If you're having trouble staying motivated, today I am going to do my arm challenge and my flexibility challenge. And maybe I'll go for a walk, but that's still up in the air. And give you that grace. Give yourself grace to say today's not the day. Listen to your body. Just start slow and just make it a priority.
That's awesome. I like what you said about throwing it out there because it does hold you accountable. Mm-hmm. One of the things I like asking people to do on the FitBod Facebook community is Flex Friday because it holds them accountable. Are you a partaker of Flex Friday?
Sometimes. I already mentioned my favorite part of my body is my arms. So, you know, I've always got the arm flex going. I was more adamant and involved in that during COVID. So I did post one this last week because I had someone do a headshot for me for the FitBod. And I'm like, she did a good job. So I put that one out there.
That's great. Hey, while we have a break, I want to remind folks that we're talking about the Facebook community and what we're really referring to is the FitBod Facebook community. There's a link in the show notes. If you're not in there, check the link, jump into the community. You can be a lurker. You can just check things out. Or you can participate. It's a great place to share your progress, ask questions, answer questions, and get some accountability with the rest of the members in the group. I think there's something like 22,000 members in that group now. It's quite a large group. So check the show notes.
I was going to lead into and tag onto that accountability piece that you were talking about there, because I think it is really important to find somebody that you can share your goals with, somebody that will cheer you on. And I'm actually really super proud. My aunt has recently downloaded the FitBod app. She reached out to me and wanted some help in getting some guidance in the fitness direction. And I asked her, I said, have you ever downloaded the app? Like, I'm not a high pressure sales kind of person. I just said, have you downloaded it? And she went ahead and downloaded it. And she has been using me a little bit as her accountability. She will message me and just let me know how her workout went. At one point, she was like, I'm so embarrassed about how hard this is for me. And I quickly chastised her in a very loving way and said, there is nothing embarrassing about trying to better yourself. And I reach out to her on a regular basis if I haven't heard from her, and we'll just say, how is your fitness journey going? And I hope it doesn't bother you. And she says that she loves it. She loves feeling that accountability, somebody that cares, somebody who is cheering her on. So I think if we all can find that, and for so many of us, I think that is what the FitBod community gives us. It gives us someone that can cheer us on, that will follow up with us, that wants us to succeed, and will give us that friendly reminder and that loving advice that we need.
I think, Gio, you said there's like 22,000 members or something like that. And that sounds very overwhelming, but there's little pockets. People have met each other through the community and then have created their own little side group per se. But it's a welcoming side group. I remember probably a year ago, they were talking about different workouts they were doing and invited me to do them with them and gave me the link to be able to do that with them. It's a very inviting and welcoming group of people.
And that's what I was going to mention along with what you said, Janneke. When I first started, it was that warmth feeling of the group that got me, one, first of all, to flex. I've never done that before. It gave me the courage to use free weights. And I don't know if I'd be where I am physically and in my ability to do exercise if it wasn't for the community. To be a lone ranger can be difficult in fitness. Thank you for encouraging others, and thank you for encouraging your aunt, because as we age, health is our most valuable thing we have, and we need to stay healthy for our families. That being said, how are your daughters? Did they catch the fitness bug like mom did?
They absolutely have. Thank you for asking about my daughters. My oldest is 30 and she's a rock climber and body is in the gym lifting weights and getting under the squat rack out there in Denver. So proud of her. Does a lot of hiking. My youngest went and played volleyball in college. So she's always been pretty active and continues to coach a club volleyball and then take spin classes. So yeah, they both are very active and I'm proud of them for that because it's easy to go the other way.
Think we're going to see them in the FitBod community perhaps?
You know what? My one daughter is in the FitBod community.
Oh,
she started using FitBod and then I think she's dabbed in CrossFit and now she's using a different service. But yeah, she is in the FitBod community. So
give her a shout out by name.
Hey, Melanie, if you're out there, thank you for being in the FitBod community.
She'll be listening for sure. Denise, you are a wonderful representation of what the FitBod community is. And it's people like you that I am so grateful that I get to meet through that community. People talk so negatively about social media groups and the stuff that goes on. And I don't venture outside of our community very often into other, I don't really have any other groups that I participate in regularly. And I am always surprised at how negative people talk about, because my experience with the FitBod community has been really nothing but positive. And I think that you are such a good spokesperson for what is going on in that community and who you are. And I am so grateful for the opportunity that I get to meet with people like you as a result of that community. So if you were to leave our listeners with any advice or anything that you would like them to take away from this, what would be your final piece?
Probably to find that group of people that support you, that have the same interests you have. You are who you surround yourself with. If you want to make a change in your life, find those people who represent that change for you and get out there and get active. And it is the best thing we can do for health as we get older, is to keep moving.
Great advice. Denise, thanks so much for spending time with us today.
You're welcome.
Thanks to our listeners. Check out the show notes at fitbod.me/podcast for all the details from this episode. Download the FitBod app from the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store. Use the promo code BUILT for a 14-day free trial. We'd love to hear from you. Leave us a comment and a rating on your favorite podcast network. Thanks, everybody. Have a great week.